Hey everybody, welcome back to Hustle House Performance Automotive, or as I like to call it, the land of the rising migraine. Today, speaking of migraines, we have an 03 Chevy Suburban with a multitude of eye gouging, lip curling, fish hooking, miserable problems.
What a piece of junk!
To say the least. You know, down through history, there's some epic rivalries every now and again, you know, Ollie and Joe Frazier and Richard Petty and David Pearson and Dale Earnhardt and Jeff Gordon. Well, my biggest rival used to be Mountain Dew in Copenhagen, but they were nothing compared to this POS. I don't have enough fingers and toes to count how many things are wrong with this thing. Best thing I can do is just bring you in the driver's seat and show you what I'm up against. You're gonna like this. Let me lay it all down for you here.
Pay attention.
I don't really know where to start. This thing has so many problems, so many electrical gremlins and issues going on. Where to begin? I don't know. Well, I guess it all started a few days back when we listed the thing for sale. That's when it always starts, you know. Put it up for sale, and somebody wanted to hear it run, and well, it just wouldn't do it. What was happening was you put the key in, and well, initially the battery was dead. Something drained the battery and killed it. So we charged the battery up and put it back in, and it would start and run for a second, and then it would just shut right back off. No matter how many times you tried to start it, no matter if you held the key in the start position or not, it would just run for a few seconds and shut off. Well, the internet's way smarter than I am, so I resorted to Googling what the problem was. Turns out a lot of people have the same problem with these things, but not one answer what it was. So, a little bit of poking around and some help from my son Daniel, I think we might have figured it out. Everything I've read, there is a handful of modules that are run on a certain circuit kind of deal. All daisy chained together, basically, and if one module goes bad, it can affect just about anything. So what we wound up doing was, to get it running initially, what we did was we started, not only did it not run, but we didn't have any power windows. The radio didn't work, and we didn't know at the time, but the gauges didn't work.
You have no functioning gauges.
It didn't stay running long enough in my mind to register the gauges, but the gauge cluster wasn't working other than the tachometer. So what we done was we started pulling the door jams with the door window control switches. We pulled the window control switch out of this door. Tried to start it, start up and shut off. Pulled the radio out, and it fired up and shut right back off. But when we pulled the power window switch from the passenger side, the vehicle started and ran as usual. But no radio, no gear shift selector light. The four gauges over here didn't work. I forget what all, like half of the things in here just didn't work. So, at least we could move it around, right? So we went and hooked the code reader to it, which didn't help because it wouldn't link up to the ECU. So, I was about the point when I started ripping my hair out. After watching some YouTube videos, I just figured the best I could do is just start pulling plugs off of modules and hoping to find a shorted out module. And as luck would have it, when I unplugged the memory module, which is under the driver's seat, everything worked. Everything turned on and worked as it should, but now the seat don't work. So today's project is we're going to pull this seat out, get the memory module out, so that we can have a number to present the salvage yard for replacement. But wait, there's more. When we first bought this thing, we had trouble with it intermittently losing throttle response. It wouldn't shut off, but it was just like it returned to auto in the middle of wherever you were going. It didn't care where you were. She was going down the aisle. So we made her out to the salvage yard today, and we picked up a throttle pedal and a throttle body. So we're going to try one of those now and run around the block and see what that does, if anything. I don't know, is it part of the module? Is it part of the seat thing? Why does the power window switch keep the thing from running? I don't know. Could the under the seat box make it so the throttle don't work? Probably, I don't know.
How exactly does a positive track rear end on a Plymouth work?
I don't know. I'm one of them guys who just likes to keep buying used junk and just keep putting it on, and you know, maybe I'll get lucky and maybe I won't, but be danged if I'm going to go spend a couple $100 for a new computer and a couple hundred to have it flashed. So, this used stuff, we'll either fix it or it'll leave here on the hook. So, I guess we'll start with this throttle body. Okay. How many people out there own things for years, and the second that you list it to be sold, it doesn't run anymore? Does that happen to everybody, or is that, do I get everybody else's, is what I want to know. These, I believe, are a pair of water lines, so I'll probably just loosen them up and leave them hanging out there for a minute. Little stubby, stubby.
They just couldn't have that little piece with four screws in it. That's it.
No, it did not fall clear to the ground. It took me about 3 days to find that one.
Well, just remember, honey, we have no other Chevy in the parking lot to swipe from, so if we lose any bolts or anything.
Yeah, we... Trust me, we look for neighbors with similar vehicles, and we could have got these parts off of, but somebody around here has one. Oh yeah, she's gonna leak some water now. I'm gonna clean up here before I make the Niagara flow.
That's getting
angles out. Have a looky here. Have a look-see. It's all cleaned up. I feel confident that if I put this on here, it will be a successful repair. Do a quick, try not to lose all the antifreeze out of it.
Yep, there it went.
See that one right up on there? Like that. It's working.
There it goes. Look at it.
It's flying everywhere. Get on there. Oh, it's just squirting right out the other side. What was I thinking? Maybe if I do this. Oh, here we go. It's squirting everywhere. And there we go. Yep. Come on now. Where's all that water coming from? You hear it?
Yeah, I hear it.
What did I do wrong? Whew. That was intense. You feel water?
I do.
I guess the throttle position sensor's in here. And I guess the change of you have to draw them little rivets out of there. So, since we don't have any drill bits that aren't broken half, so I bought a whole used assembly. I'm sure we'll be disappointed with it, but cheaper, so that's a win, right? Hustle House screwdriver recovery service. I found it.
Wow, that was super fast.
Back in the saddle again. Little knuckle buster screwdriver. Please don't fall again. A little further. That's good enough. Maybe a little further. That's okay. Help me. Can't see nothing. Think I'm getting it though. Well, I turned it 40 times. How many times does it take? Man, come on. Well, that's good. Not because it's tight, but because I'm tired of turning it. Okay. Did I forget anything? Probably. Let's get this in here. And it covers up everything that I neglected. Cracks. That's good. Bring them out on there. Okay. Well, I don't know what it's going to do. I don't know if you got to like learn it or if it just plug them. I don't know. I just don't know. We'll find out here in a second. Dose of disappointment to set in. So I'll run around once and see if it cuts out once. That's not me being goofy. That's this thing being garbage. Yeah, pretty much everything above idle is like a no-go for this thing. So we're going like a half an hour right now. Hope we can make it back to the shop. I better not do that.
Get us in trouble.
How can I express my love for this vehicle?
Sign language is good.
Yeah, I mean, without getting kicked off YouTube and losing my religion. Yeah, how can I express to you how much I love this thing? Yeah, I guess we'll just head on back and put some more used junk parts on it.
You got anything to say for yourself?
Words just don't explain how I feel about this thing right now. Despite my best efforts, it's worse than what it was before we left a minute ago. So, I'm gonna hit it with another used junk part. See if that fixed it. This thing is a drive-by-wire setup. It doesn't have a cable. It's computer operated. Got a little rheostat in here that turns the little motor and thing. And it does stuff electronically, but something ain't working. So, we'll just keep throwing parts at it. That's okay. You don't have to turn it. You can just strip it. Yeah. You gotta hold your tongue right, honey.
Why did it work?
I think I got it.
Well, you're definitely going faster than you did earlier.
Yeah, that lets you know that you got it when you're going fast.
I don't understand how it can be that pedal.
I don't know. What do we got here? I mean, I unhooked it. Why won't it come off? The struggle bus got one seat on it, and it's got my name on that seat. I get to ride it every day. How do I get this out of here now? No. Absolutely not. Ah. Yep.
What is that?
If it ain't broke, it will be for him to.
Must have been dust or something. I saw something fly up like it was.
All right. Yeah, it was a little dusty down there. What do we got? Watch me mix them up and put the bad one back in. Yeah. Hey, looks like bugs are the same.
Should probably put tape around one of those. Just in case.
Yeah. Identical. All right, then.
Wasn't it the one you just pulled out?
I
don't know what you did.
Yeah, I smell carbon. I just spit on this one. There's no leaves sticking out. There's a little grooves on the side. So I reckon if I just put her in here like this and jam it down in there, it'll be good. Somehow, yep. There's that. Hey, that's the hard part. It's already done. Get that in there. Give me some of that. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, lost a nut, which is typical. There it is. Yep, found it. That's okay. Just my head. just my melon. Now, I can't touch the nut, the bolt, the thing that goes on. So I'll just tighten the bottom up and call it good. Just gas pedal. Houdini, get it on there. Yep. Wrong way, okay. Yeah, victory. Look at that. Ah, honey.
One down, one again.
Ain't you proud of me?
Yeah. Okay. It'll be better if I can hit me in the head
with. I got a back cramp again. No way.
Is it stuck in there?
Oh. All right. That's better.
What, are you King Tut sleeping on the job?
Oh. What is this going here now? Can't see nothing. Supposed to guess? Guess we'll guess. Guessers do best. Let's guess. Flashlight, bust my teeth out. That's okay. Yep. Okay. That's tight. The socket's stuck in there. Here we go. I guess I'll plug it in. And that'll be good. Plug it in. Lights on. That's awesome. We fixed nothing. Awesome. Okay, well.
What was the only code it was throwing? What was that again? I can't remember.
Showed a big old bow tie on it. gloom, despair, and agony on me.
Gloom, despair, and agony on me.
Switch out and the thing starts, it could be a tell light bulb out making it do that. You know what I mean?
These aren't the kind of we do it right because we do it twice kind of things that we like to do.
We do it nice because we do it the rest of our life. It's the new saying. No shame in my game. I am shameless.
You shouldn't be embarrassed. You should really be embarrassed for that one. That's sad.
The only way it could be worse is if it like burst into flames and burned the garage down.
Transmission flew out of it.
I don't know where we left off, guys. It's been a couple days. We've had a backache and couldn't come, and had a water line bust, and we had to go to the junkyard and get parts. So. I don't know where we left off. Anyway, where I think we left off was this memory module, seat not working, yada yada. So we're gonna take his seat out. We wanna put in the used memory module and be completely disappointed when that doesn't work either, just like everything else. So I better get busy. Well, it took a little bit of doing, jockeying the seat forward and backward to get the bolts out when it don't work, but we got it. I hope that's a blank plug because it just got ripped off. So the seat's undone is what I'm trying to say. Get her out of here and have a look at it. Oh, my back. Ow. Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, honey.
What?
About 12 pounds of french fries underneath that seat.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, there's french fries.
Nuh-uh.
That's a heavy seat, huh?
Oh, that's just gross.
Well, I think we got Hantavirus 1 through 12 contained, both on this rag and in the vacuum cleaner. So I feel safe to get back in there now. Okay, got all that work done. So here is the aforementioned memory module thing. That's what the junkyard called it. I don't know if that's the right name for it or not, but it seems to be a problem. When we unplug that, all this shorting out, gremlins, and everything just disappear. So let me swap that out, and I'll be back with you here in a minute. All right, guys. Two handfuls of hair later, I got this box out. Let's look and see what's inside of here. It's just a printed circuit board. I don't see anywhere where it looks like it was on fire or anything. So, most likely not a problem. We just spent $40 for nothing, but hey, maybe we'll get lucky, right?
I heard the seat roll.
Look like you're afraid. You scared my outfit?
It was a little intimidating.
Look at that, backwards. I don't know.
A zip tie? Get backwards?
Yeah.
Upside down?
Yeah. Why don't my fingers work right? Something's wrong. You know, little kids can make zip ties work. Not me.
I love zip ties.
This whole operation is built around zip ties, and I think I'd be able to do this a little easier.
It's a little more complicated than it seems.
Sometimes, apparently. Come on, give a brother a break. I can't put my face clear down in there, I guess. Oh, come on. Don't fall out now that I got you in there. Don't do it. Don't do it to me. I just needed to click. There it is. I'm just so glad that the struggle bus goes everywhere I'm headed. You know, that way I can get on it every day. Every day.
You better be thankful it's free.
Oh, yeah, I'm thankful. Well, now. I can't have like six zip ties laying there and not use at least half of them. Whether they're needed or not. Come on now. Why do I struggle? Here it is.
I wonder why there's so many cylinders and barrels and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of action going on under your seat at any given time, you know?
Why did they get a fire extinguisher under there?
All right. Now I can pick it up and put it in there. Oh, 300 pounds of it. I'll just plug that in like that. I'm not struggling, you're struggling. I can't see anything. I probably better get a light.
Zipper's down. Probably gonna film my zipper down.
Ow! Ooh!
Break now.
Yeah, your seat works.
Uh-huh. I see that. That's awesome.
Okay.
Now what's that piece over there hanging out?
I don't know. No. Look at this big mamma jamma.
I'm a bad mamma jamma.
I'm getting excited. That seat works. No, that don't work.
Jeez.
probably stripped. Still mm-hmm. tight. Yep. That works. Range works. Power locks. Seat forward back.
How about the heated seat?
It's like a froggy now. Lumbar works?
No, no, we say luxury. We mean luxury.
How do you work it?
Oh, no, lights up, it works, it's fine.
Oh, water program works. Looks like the seat's working. How about your seat?
Yeah, my seat still works. Mine's awesome.
Pedal control works. You gotta have the lighter working to smoke your Paul Malls and your Camels, you know? It works. Wipers. How about this thing? Does it work? It works. Honey, did we accidentally fix something? We did.
And you didn't use that many tools.
Heard something.
I don't hear nothing.
I want to ignore it.
Turn up the radio.
Guys, I think we hit us a home run here today. We had, I don't even remember what problem we had. We had no gauges. We had no shift selector. None of that stuff. We unplugged the module under the seat. Went and got a used one. And it works. I mean, I think that's going to be this year's winner for lucky guess of the year. Well, I guess we'll try to put all this stuff together after we broke all the clips and everything. Probably have to zip tie and Gorilla glue everything together, but don't tell the buyer. Put your feet on. Oh, honey, is this what accomplishment feels like? Is this what other people feel when they work on stuff? No wonder they love their life, you know? Not that I don't love my life. I don't want to drop over dead tonight. I'm very blessed to have everything we have. Don't have to work for a living. I just like to complain.
So much easier.
Mm-hmm. All right, now I think we have a driving light out on the front. Try to take care of that. We have an evap light on. Fixing that means crawling on her back and getting underneath it. Probably find a way to procrastinate around that one for a while. But maybe we'll fix that light and take it a ride around the block and see if the throttle will fix itself. What do you think, honey?
Might have a little memory.
I feel lucky. All right, let's fix that light. I guess you just rip these pins out, huh? One penny penny. Two penny penny.
As easy as that comes apart, you're going to get spoiled.
Spoiled?
You ain't doing that in a Dodge.
Okay.
Two pins, out. Done.
I'll give them that. But listen, look right here.
What?
This negates every positive that you'll find on this thing is a side mount post batteries. Totally unnecessary. Just straight up torn up for no reason.
You didn't figure you'd just punch it or hit it and, you know, it'd pop on? Or should it actually blowed?
I don't know. It doesn't look blowed to me, but it's easier for me to change it than to follow wires and stuff, so I'm going to change it. You go home. Don't you want to go home?
That's your home. Are you too good for your home? Answer me.
Yes. 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 Under. I think that's it. I think that's where it goes. I feel like the bar is sticking out. I can jam these forks down in there.
Little chopsticks.
Hair holders. Clean that off properly. Jam that back in there. We can fix stuff, honey. Look at that. Man, I feel good.
That smile on your face is getting closer and closer, and we might just keep her.
All this is coming together. We got her food stamps today. We're going to eat good. Such a good day.
It's amazing how we got lifts. And
yeah. Well, problem number 87 is a rotted evap hose, which resembles the rotted fuel fill hose exactly. So I think I'll chop it out of here and see if I can get something to replace it with. Maybe a jack handle or a piece of plastic line from under the sink. Something. Well, there's half of it.
Half our noise. The tire ain't tightened down.
All right. Let's get out of here and see what we got. Okay, here's what we got going on. The computer said evap leak. I'm not sure if this would do it or not, but if it's not, it's missing a heck of a chance, you know? So, see what we can find to replace this. Be pretty easy to find the right stuff, huh, honey? Help me!
On, tubby, tubby!
I'm gonna go flying.
Okay, it's in my eye. It's right in my eye now. Moving around.
If you touch anything down there, it's in your eye.
Oh, that's okay. Because we guessed right. And it runs. And stuff works. So that's okay. Fine by me.
You worry about pink eye another day.
Guesstimation. I'm going to call it 2 feet long just so that it's not too short. But that's like 8 inches too long, but that's okay. I'm going to call it 2 foot.
2 foot by I'll bend you if you don't work kind of thing?
That's it, what,
no? Huh? 2 foot by I'll bend you if...
Yeah.
If you don't work for me kind of thing?
If you don't work for me, I'll just kink you right in half. Yeah. Give me 2 foot, mister, give me 2 foot copper hose.
Little kink there. It won't hurt nothing.
Well, looks like she got hot here, doesn't it? I probably better cut that out. See that?
Yeah.
Then I better cut that off.
As lazy as I am, it breaks my heart, but better make one more cut here.
Put that cut off.
That was pretty fast.
Got that worked out. All done.
There's still water in it. Yep.
Why don't you put it on without cleaning it out and want to water the gas, and it'll cut out, give you more issues.
Suck a couple spiders and stink bugs down in there. Ruin everything.
I thought you mailed them out.
Yeah. Well, Birdsong got a couple spiders off of us and a hood scoop we sent him. So, yeah, I think we're free of spiders here now. Thanks, Chris. Safety glasses would be used by a smart man, but not me. Oh, honey, did I bring a screwdriver with me? Absolutely not.
I'll get the screwdriver here. You put some of this over.
Wait, reset. Going back in. Round two.
Hear my bubble.
One hand, you know, stuff flop around, but don't dare with your other arm up.
Help yourself.
Just let it flop.
I gotta get my other arm up in here. Dirt. Rust.
Don't hit me with the time.
Pain. Pain. How did my arm fit before? Not now. There we go. Nope.
That's gonna fall on one of our heads.
Okay, I'm back to one hand. Am I the only guy that still uses a screwdriver for hose clamps instead of the right size socket? Is that me?
Most girls don't.
Am I the only guy?
This gal doesn't.
That's what I like the best.
When I keep seeing things fall like it's raining.
Yeah. It's like a game of asteroids, you remember? All the rocks are flying toward your spaceship and you're trying not to get hit. Well, my eyeballs are the spaceship. Somebody help me tighten it more. Okay. That means it's tight. See, what you do is you put the easy one on first and then struggle with the hard one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'll put this clamp on here and then I can put that hose in there. Then I can wish I could get something to clamp to tighten it. So let's go start that process right now. Get that on there. Uh-huh. Dirt my eye. It's just a little piece. I can do it. I can stand it. There we go. Now that's going on there. That's going to get a little bit more. You know? Feel better? Okay. That's on there. The further I go, the harder it'll be to tighten. That's good. There we go. Now, get this. What's the tip screwdriver? Put it in the rusty hose clamp. Move the bald, flat, spare tire out of the way. And, knock that dirt on your face. That's how it's done. Step by step.
You always doing your job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, listen. I've got some serious torque on this thing. It's tight, too.
If I was upset at you, I could just totally touch that frame right there, and you'd be done.
I would be done. I'd be hospitalized for all the boulders falling on my face.
Just touch it.
Okay.
Jeez.
Honey, we've been here for like 2 hours, and we accomplished 3 things. It's totally unheard of. It's usually like 3 to 1. 3 days, 1 accomplishment. We're knocking it out of the park today.
That's good for you. I think we should go play the lottery.
Longhorn Steakhouse, honey.
Okay.
I'm going just the way I am, too. All dirty. I don't care.
And you're not tipping again, are you?
Never. Well, we made short work of that evap hose. I'm going to go ahead and erase these codes and maybe take this thing around the block and be disappointed by how it runs, but when we come back, then, you know, if no codes pop up, then our evap problem should be taken care of. So, might as well go ahead and do that, huh?
Watch her not read.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That was one of the problems we had. We couldn't link up to the diagnostics on this thing. Store codes, evap system valve control circuit open, accelerator, pedal, position, APP system. So, we're hoping that by some stroke of luck that they either fixing the evap or putting this module under the seat may have somehow miraculously fixed our throttle position problem. Sounds crazy, but I'm plugging the right-hand door switch. Made the thing start when it wouldn't start, so call me crazy. So we'll go ahead and erase these codes. And
I can't see
those. O2 sensor circuit low. Uh-oh. Glory. Okay, we're going to erase the codes. No codes. No. Oh, evap still open. Okay, make sure the gas cap's tight. Okay, we still have an evap code. We'll still tinker with that, but gotta be totally honest. If it ain't something easy, it's just gonna have an evap code. Because I ain't playing around. Alright, well, I guess we'll take her down the road and be thoroughly disappointed by the way that it runs. You know, sometimes you just take a beating so bad that you're ashamed to even talk about it, you know? So, we took such a beating on the test drive the other night, and we just didn't even want to talk about it. So, we calmed our jets for a day, and now we're back, and we still don't have any answers to why this thing's bucking and losing throttle response. Everything I'm reading points to bad grounds and due to severe body rust, which, yeah, check that box. What I did was I went through here and I established that we had 12.68 volts to our battery when we measured from terminal to terminal. So after that, I took and hooked my ground wire to a nice cleaned off spot on the body and got 12.68 volts. And I ran the ground wire to the engine block, and again, 12.68 volts. So that's telling me that the engine's grounded properly. Tells me that the body's got a good ground to it. Now, whether or not the ground straps that are bolted to either one of them are nice and clean and pulling that kind of voltage, well, that could be a totally different story. I've located a few of them, and I'm going to clean them up and put them back on. But I guess there's one on the passenger side of the head that you would have to be able to see through time to see it, or be like a contortionist to get your head back in there or something. I don't know how you'd ever get to the ground strap on the back of the passenger side head. But we'll probably just call that good, you know, and keep chasing their tail with other things. So, also, online we've seen where guys are taking the battery cables off of these and connecting them together to reset all the modules. Well, howdy do. I guess we'll try that too. Doesn't make any sense to me, but none of this does. So we'll just do what we're told, and we'll go ahead and hook them together and reset them, clean up a couple grounds, and I guess take it for a test drive because we don't have any parts to put on it. So keep your fingers crossed for us, and we'll be right back with you. Okay, well, right here is a couple of chassis grounds, wiring, there are a couple grounds that I can see and I can get at without too much work. So I'm gonna clean these two up. Luckily I did get them broke loose without the bolt breaking in half, but I don't hold my breath that that'll happen on all of them. But yeah, plenty of rust down here. I mean, I can see why I wouldn't be grounding if it wasn't. But that would just be too easy. So basically just doing it so I can say that I did it. Yeah. Alright, I got all that work done. You gotta turn it until it starts spinning a little easier. That way you know you're right on the edge of stripping it out. Okay, now we're gonna take these terminals off and tie them together for however long it says. And see that it does absolutely nothing either. But at least we can say we did it.
One said 2 seconds, one said 10. What do you do, meet in the middle or just?
We can tie it together and go home and watch some YouTube. We might come down tomorrow. That should be long enough, right? All right, let me find some alligator clips. Good?
Yep.
Hooking these two cables together is a little harder than what you would think with these side mount battery cables. Thank you again, GM, for the side mount batteries. It's awesome. Now let's see if we have continuity between these two now. All right, so our cables are connected together. Now, how long do we have to wait, honey? 10 minutes or something?
Our 2 seconds and our 10 minutes.
Okay, well, we'll go 10 minutes and 2 seconds. And we'll put it back on and be disappointed when it doesn't fix anything. So I think that's our last straw, right?
Yeah.
Hey, here's another brain twister for you. As we were being defeated, driving this thing around and it was bucking and giving us whiplash and everything else, I did get it to stop, which is weird. I put this thing in tow haul mode, and for whatever reason, a little bit later, it just quit bucking, and the throttle response is fine. I don't think it had anything to do with tow haul. I don't know, you know. So it quit doing it, but our check engine light started blinking, it just started blinking. But it drove fine, shifted fine, everything was fine, but the check engine light was blinking. Now, which rung a bell? I think we had the same problem before. I thought that when this thing finally did quit its bucking and carrying on, I think the check engine light was on, and well, we just didn't care, you know. But since we're trying to sell it and we want all the lights off the dash, after it quit bucking and carrying on, I figured, well, I'll just reset the codes and see what happens. As soon as I reset the codes, back to bucking. Well, put her back in tow haul mode and try to duplicate what I did to make it quit. It's still doing it. But it did throw a transmission fluid.
Yeah, something to do with fluid.
Pressure valve, something. Code.
TPF, forge code.
Yeah, out of the blue, some kind of transmission pressure control valve malfunction. But only when it made it quit bucking. So, guys, I don't know. I'm going to rip my hair out. We're going to try this ground thing here, and then if that don't work, we're going to head to U-Pull it, and we're going to grab this little doodad box right here, which is the control box for the throttle pedal and the throttle blade, the throttle thing. It's the box that says what to do, okay? We're going to replace it and the short harness that comes with it with used garbage. And just hope that that fixes it. And if none of that works, we have one more shot in the dark. I guess that TPS connector harness over there, I think that's under warranty. I think GM's replacing those because the wires break in them. Hey, that could be the problem all along. We're just chasing our tails for nothing. But as I said, when a code pops up and the thing fixes itself, I just don't think it's hardware or it's wearing. I just don't know. Anyway, about 5 more minutes to go on this jumper wire here, and we'll get back with you when time has elapsed, and maybe we'll go for riding this thing. Stay tuned. We did our time. Get off of here and see how lucky we don't get. I like when they strip out the best from having it in and out like 100,000 times, like this one, which renders a good battery totally worthless. Well, let's see what the dash does now. Here goes nothing. I think I was supposed to start twist the key a couple times here, but I guess I just got too excited and didn't do it. Check engine light's on. It's awesome.
And you were actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just see what code this has now. EVAP. Who'd have guessed it?
One's better than six on there, ain't it?
It sure is, honey.
Elimination. Oh, your engine light went out. I'm guessing you probably deleted that, huh?
I did. It'll be back. You won't miss it long. It'll be coming right back.
It's such a pretty light.
Hey.
It looks like Christmas up in the dash.
Look at that. Everything looks good, you know? Who would think that the vehicle was totally garbage by looking at that dash? Everything looks great. I guess all we can do is just take another disappointing ride. What do you think?
I'm ready.
I need a neck brace. I still got a headache from last time. All right, now let's hit the road.
Let's try.
Mm-hmm. Oh, other way. Disappointment, here you come. There you are. I knew you were waiting on me. We're such close friends, disappointment and I. But we just know each other.
Yeah.
We'll never let each other down.
Yeah, each other's backs. There ain't no light on so far. Let's just wait for that. It's a Christmas scene. Now you know why I brought the coats and the extra phones.
I'm sure nobody would mind if they came to buy this, that it does that, you know.
They might ever look at it still rolling.
Yeah, I mean, you can barely tell, right?
I'd say all right. I think I can.
Oh, it's much better now.
Yeah.
Good thing we fixed it. Okay, clear it up. Let's take the complete advantage of it while we can. Call it blowing the cobwebs out when it does clear up for a minute. But really, it's punishment. I'm trying to blow it up so I don't have to work on it anymore. Deep down inside, it's really what's going on. Can you believe we took this thing clear to Kentucky?
No.
With that check engine light blinking and transmission code warm. And
no, I can't. Oh, we had bald tires too.
Oh yeah, same bald tires we got right now. We're still.
Yeah, we didn't even change them. Yeah. It was a risk.
Mm,
that's
good.
Did you see that? Was that a Ford?
Four.
It just went faster than that's like Ricky Bobby fast. You need to get moving.
Yeah, well, we're doing 30, so everything looks fast, awesome. Maybe your brother's got like a mini bike or a golf cart or something he traded for this. What do you think? Like a picnic table or, you know.
Or another Chevy, because that's all he does. He'd probably love to have it.
I would love to have him have this. Trust me. Like, yeah, if we were in better shape, I would really love to gift him this fine piece of machinery.
Well, how many more little ECU, PDM, PSM, PSS.
I mean,
PMS, you know, all that.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Give me all of it.
The PMS module in this thing is flaring up. That's a problem. If I ever wanted to see a connecting rod sticking out of the side of an engine block, it's in this vehicle.
Can you, like, say that kind of stuff when we make it back to the garage so I feel safer? Oh, look, there's somebody walking.
Chevelle does not like your jacket, mister. What are that thing in your head?
Who's that? Who's that? Oh, she's barking that stupid looking.
No, she's barking at that guy.
Oh, fuck.
You better get that guy.
He's up to no good, Chevelle. You better get him. He done stole something.
At least she put you in your seat. That's super speed and power.
It is. I mean, if you didn't see the burnout in the garage.
Oh, we got a light flashing.
That's awesome. Now the check engine light is constantly on, which it wasn't before. Whoa. Okay. EVAP. O2 sensor, circuit low. Voltage bank 2, sensor 2. Random multiple cylinder misfire. Well, it didn't seem like it missed to me, but I don't think that's the first time that O2 sensor came up.
No.
Maybe we'll change it, and I think we may have one of those at the garage. So
if it's up or down, we won't know. They look alike.
Yeah, they look the same. There's four sensors on this, and they look the same, but they're not the same. So it'll be a roll of the dice to see if we get the right one. So I guess we'll head on back and hook this so that when the electrical system fries in this thing completely, it won't burn up my meter. Well, we got a sensor here called Tahoe O2 sensor. So yeah, the plug looks right. We're gonna give her a shot. Man, it can't be as bad as the one that's in there, right? All right. Well, everybody, I hate to admit defeat, but I admit defeat, all right? When you seen us last, we come in here and put an oxygen sensor in it. Well, that was not appropriate for young viewers. That went really bad. I kind of lost my temper a little bit, but we got it changed. And then we thought we had it fixed. It ran really well. But we had a little bit of hesitation up high, you know, wide open, whatnot. So we pulled over and figured that we would check the codes, and the transmission code came up, like we stated before. Cleared the code, and this thing ran like garbage. No throttle response. Didn't think we were going to make it home. All right. So we got home, and old Honey Bunny talked me into resetting the transmission module. I guess there's a scenario you do with a gas pedal and a key switch and whatnot. And then we took it around to relearn whatever it needs to learn. I mean, it's this thing's 50 years old. What's it need to learn? It should know everything, right? But anyway, we ran around easy. And now it wants to shut off every once in a while. When it's on a hard pull, it'll shut clear off and you'll just be sitting. Put it in park, it'll fire right back up, off you go. Seems like every time it shuts off, it runs better. I don't know. All I know is it's not fixed. I can't sell it like this. And I'm out of time for this week. I've got to get a video posted. So my apologies that this thing's not fixed. My apologies, you have to see it again one of these days when I post another video trying to fix it. But we do appreciate you watching. Apologies for not working on cool stuff and working on garbage all the time. But to be honest, we need to get this stuff fixed and get it out of here to make money to work on the cool stuff. So Thanks for bearing with us. Thanks for watching. Please subscribe and like the unlikable, I guess. And I guess we'll see you next week. Thanks, guys.